Hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Draftcast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. This past week, we continued in our series, Alive, and we've been looking at the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Ephesus. And the big idea of the series, what we've said every week, is that Jesus makes us new. And this week, what we also saw was that along with Jesus making us new, comes a new way to look at our relationships. We spent time in chapter 5, verses 22 through 33, the most referenced part of Scripture when it comes to this incredibly important relationship that we call marriage. In this part of the text, what we see really are two things, two imperatives or commands that raise to the surface in the entire text. One is, wives, submit to your husbands, and two, husbands, love your wives. We spent time looking at context, really what a first century husband or wife would have thought when they heard or read these words that the Apostle Paul was writing. He was working to give them this new way to look at this relationship. And when a first century woman would have heard wives submit to your husbands, like this would have come as no surprise to them. In their day, in Ephesus, there were Jewish, Greek, and Roman lifestyles and cultures. And within these cultures, within these relationships, women didn't have many rights and they were subordinate to either father or husband. So when Paul writes, wives, submit to your husbands, again, that was exactly what was expected of wives, but Paul's giving them this new way to look at this, to not look at this as being obligated to submit, but to do it voluntarily, right? That we're to have an attitude of submission, a willingness to be responsive and to yield to one another out of love. Submitting to one another is the opposite of self-assertion. It's the opposite of insisting on like my importance, my wishes, my needs, my opinions. It's the opposite of this independent feeling that it's only me, right? And I don't have to consider someone else. Paul's saying that's not what we do. He's saying that a spirit-filled relationship, a spirit-filled person is continually, voluntarily placing themselves under each other. In verse 21, just before this section of text, he ends this description of what all spirit-filled relationships look like between two followers of Jesus, saying, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. He's saying, if we're to do this in all relationships in general, then how much more important is it in marriages? So he starts with this specific application of verse 21 in marriages with wives. And then he moves to husbands. He says, husbands, love your wives. Husbands aren't to just provide for their wife. Some of the obligations for men in this time was to provide food, clothing, etc. Women were dependent in many ways economically on men. But Paul is saying that you aren't to just provide for your wife, but to love her. And the word he uses for love here is in verb form. It's agapao. And there are a few different words for love in Greek. One for love driven by desire. One for love that refers to kind of a family type of love, like between a parent and a child. One for a love of deep friendship or partnership. And all of these speak really to a love that's felt. But then you have the one that Paul chooses. And just because Paul chooses this word for love doesn't mean that he thinks the other ones shouldn't be present in the relationship. That's not it. He's just saying that this type of love specifically is needed in marriage. It describes a different kind of love, one based more on decision than on feeling. It doesn't really have much to do with feeling. It has to do with decision. It's a love that decides and chooses to give. It's a love without changing. It's a love that gives without demanding or expecting repayment. It's a love that gives even when you don't like the other person very much. It's a love that gives even when it's being rejected. And what you see in both of these commands, both these imperatives, one to wives, one to husbands, you see that they both point to each other to continually submit to and sacrifice for one another. Because when you look at love in Scripture, you don't see this measured by how much you receive, but how much you're willing to give. The covenant of marriage doesn't focus on what we expect to get, but what we're willing to give. Once we realize this, what happens is instead of always focusing on what the other person is doing for you, we start to focus on what we could do for them. Instead of wondering if they're the right person for me, we realize that my role, that your role is to become the right person for them. Because success in marriage is more than finding the right person, it's being the right person. God created marriage to reflect the saving love for us in Christ. We're called to sacrifice for each other, husband or wife, to live for each other, to submit and to serve, and that's the hardest but most important function of marriage. And I can't do that unless unless I am rooted in my relationship with Jesus. Because submitting ourselves to one another is so much better than defending and protecting ourselves against each other. If you're listening to this morning and, you know, maybe it's been a struggle in your relationships here lately, maybe you've seen a bit of this in yourself lately, just want to encourage you to take the time this morning just to pray to God and ask Him to help you to submit or to help you to sacrifice, to ask Him to help you give to your spouse. Let's go ahead and take a few minutes and do this now. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Again, I hope this has been encouraging for you. We hope to see you back here tomorrow. Have a blessed day.